Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School and the clinic director at the Premier Center in Santa Monica, where he treats many famous names in Hollywood under nationally recognized Premier Labs owner and CEO Dr. Robert Marshall. Got a health question? Ask Dr. Medici live today on Straight Talk on Health. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Dr. Vincent Medici, Straight Talk on Health. And here we go. Put your seatbelts on. The end of the summer. It has occurred. This rain today is the fall rain. I hope we get tons of it. My summer brainstorm was to put six people who were chronically ill on property out in Ojai and be with them, spend time with them in lecture form, educational forums, kind of like a health resort. And I did it on a very small scale this past summer. And what I learned is it's all about education. To stay with people who are sick, who are brave enough to get up every morning not knowing whether or not they're going to see that bright and sunny day again, is a real unbelievable process. All doctors should do this. But, I mean, be with your patient all day in seminar, lecture, forum. This is something that, I guess, because the way society organizes itself today, we're not doing anymore. And that's understandable. You know, the economics just, it makes this not really that easy to do. But I did it anyway this summer. And all the little things that you get to see that people go through in their minds, in their actions, all the things they miss in a healing is really where the healing is. So, you know, it leads me back once again to the same thing I keep thumping on, and that is the education. And you say things, you think people are understanding them because you're so comfortable with it yourself. You're using words so often that for 20, 30 years in your own health career, you're taking for granted, and you find once again that the people aren't really getting it deeply enough to make them activate. So it's easy to listen and to be entertained and understand, but when you really get it, you activate. And that's the difference between rhetoric, well, I shouldn't call it rhetoric, but more mechanistic types of dialogues and ones that really count. They get you to activate and to do. Now, because of that, I'm back on a topic I already discussed some 4.5 months ago, and that's the liver and the gallbladder. And I thought when I did that show, since it's so important, I do it first. And yet what I found, of course, is my point, and that is to really live with it. And to make it functional, you got to go in more deeply. So here's to today's show. We're going to go back into the liver and the gallbladder. And it's not a question. And again, this is the kind of dialogue you really want to attend, because it's not a question of whether you should do it, whether you should really take care of the liver, flush the liver, go through the various liver and gallbladder cleanses. It's not a question of that. It's a question of everyone needs to do this. Everyone. There's liver. There's vitamin D. There's oxygen. There's love. There's faith. And there's liver. That's how big this is. And I think where we miss is when we really don't understand why people harp on this topic. Why do I constantly refer people to these enemas, to the flushes, to liver? That's what I want to get into a little bit more today. Okay? Now, first of all, whatever ache and pain you suffer from, whatever organ system, whether it's degeneration up in the brain, whether it's heart disease, whether it's renal issues, whether it's diabetes, you got to understand something, gang. All your organs, liver, spleen, stomach, intestines, kidneys, brain, your adrenal glands, your thymus glands, your ovaries, your testes, your bones, your bone marrow, your lymphatic system, your neurological system, any system in the body, if you take it out of a 10-year-old girl or a 10-year-old boy, if you pull out the tissue of a young person and you look at it under a microscope, so we're saying histologically, histology, H-I-S-T-O-L-O-G-Y, histology is the study of tissue, organ, under the microscope. What does it look like under a microscope, magnified 10 times, 100 times, 1,000 times? Pathology is what does that same healthy organ look like if it's beginning to become pathological or diseased or degenerated. So we have histology, which we all take as early as our pre-med classes in college, which is the study of normal tissue. Pathology is the study of deranged tissue, diseased tissue. So when you have that scary moment where someone says, we need to biopsy your prostate gland or your breast tissue, we need to biopsy the liver, this is a moment where a pathologist who understands normal description or the normal look of a tissue, say like the liver, looks for disease or decay or fibrosis or scarring. And that's what we call the pathologist. So the pathologist does a biopsy. This is very important. And the reason is this. All tissue, from the tissues of your grandkids, from the tissues of 10-year-olds to 20-year-olds to 30-year-olds to 50-year-olds to 70-year-olds to 80-year-olds to 100-year-old people, all those tissues over time, if you did it like a movie and you looked at John Smith's liver tissue at 10 years old, and then you looked at it at 20 years old and 30 years old and 40 years old, all the way to liver disease, liver cancer, cirrhosis of the liver, cysts in the liver, this kind of thing. If you looked at those tissues every 10 years, you would see something changing in the tissue. Every decade, you'd look into that tissue and you'd say, you know, there's a sign there that the cell biologists use or the pathologists use that means that the tissue's starting to age. It's starting to decay a little. You don't have a disease. You don't even have a symptom. And pathologists do this. I do it with them. We talk about the degenerative process in the tissues of the organs before you even get a symptom, let alone a disease, but a symptom. And do you know, guys, this is the fascinating thing about getting into science so deeply. You can sit around on any given day, off the record, over a, you know, cup of coffee, and you can sit there and talk with your fellow pathologists about all the signs of the cell, of the organ, long before a person will ever get a symptom. And you can talk to them about the way those tissues look between the symptom and the beginning of the disease. And they know this. They identify it. They have words for it. But to make life easy, all of us would use the term fibrosis or scarring. So I'm going to introduce a term as it relates to why you need to take care of your liver. And that word is fibrosis or scarring. It's a generalized term. It's barely a scientific term, except scientists use it. And the amount of it in your cell, between your cells, is a sign that something's going in the wrong direction. Disease is fibrosis to the point where deep vital cell systems have broken down. But it begins with fibrosis. It begins with scarring. It begins with the deposition or the creation and laying down of gooey, gelatinous, fibrosis-producing tissues or scar tissues. Fibrin is something that the body makes that helps build what we call scar tissue, intracellularly and extracellularly. Now, the point. and why this is so vital for you to really get. When the liver functions, it functions as a vacuum cleaner. You know that. It's a filtration system. You know that. I'm sure you know that by now. Fantastic. The issue, though, is always in any given moment, the rate at which the liver removes poison from the blood is competed with by the fact that lots of that poison in the blood is going into little pockets in your organ systems, all of your organ systems, maybe even into the cells of those organs, and creating a mild inflammatory response by each and every organ system of your body, each and every second of the day. And this low-grade inflammatory response demands, it begins, it codes for the deposition of fibrin and other types of scar tissue around the cell and inside the cell. So there's a balance. So you think of a seesaw. And in the middle of that seesaw, right, when we were kids, you go up and the other one goes down, and we were fascinated by this seesaw. This balance, then, is between how fast can the liver suck all that poison out of the blood, and we'll get to where it goes in a minute. How fast can it suck all that poison out of the blood, and how fast, or is a lot of that poison in your blood going into the cell or around the cell and beginning a scarring inflammatory response? That balance drives your health. That balance between excretion of poison and fibrosis around the cell drives your balance, drives your health. If you were to take in poison and get it out as fast as you take it in, we would see the chronic disease rates plunge. They would plummet to next to nothing. It's obvious. Sure, it's obvious. We know these toxins are bad. Sure, we do. But let's get more involved here. 24/7, your cells are deluged with poison that you're breathing, eating, so on and so forth. And you've got that liver there pulling them out. If the liver were to function, if you had two livers, if your liver never degraded and never malfunctioned, we would see chronic disease plummet. So get that one in your head. Now, step two. If those poisons in conjunction with the scarring inside the cells, around the cells, if the body's given a long period of time to build up this scar tissue, it starts to go into another level of fibrosis. It's like cleaning a rug. If you just lay down dust on it, you can vacuum it and it all comes up. But if you leave those poisons, stains, so on and so forth, on that rug, and they get ground into the very matrix of the rug, little by little by little, you have very tough stains. Those very difficult stains now in the organ systems take simple fibrosis, simple scarring, to heavy scarring. And those heavy scars are tougher to get out. We could say, that as you fibrose, you start to granulate. You create a tough, sticky, granular, coagulated sorts of environments around and inside your cells. So we say the tissues fibrose all the way to the point of granulation. So there's your histologist or your pathologist now, and they're looking at these cells in the different organs over a period of years. You don't have a disease yet. You may not even have symptoms, or you may, but they're looking at it. If they did look at it, which they don't, unfortunately, but they could, but I do. But if you read the books, there are pathologists that really study it long before you get sick. And what we see is fibrosis go to granulation. Granulation is a tougher stain on the rug.